Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And of course, I want you to holler at me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're a little too afraid to call me, you know, I always ask you, email brother. Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. Your questions, comments, and concerns, I am all in for you. Once again, that is smooth drama at smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, tell me how I'm doing, tell me how I'm not doing. I don't care. I won't diss you, unless you, of course, are from that one show whose name I'm just not going to say, but I will dish you. also, social network with me. Go to Facebook. Join my Smooth Drama group. Or just ask to be my friend. If you friend me, I'll friend you back. And we can talk. Unless you're one of those people who seem to friend me on Facebook and never say hi. It's kind of weird. It's like you're that person in the corner on the Blair Witch movie, where they would just stand in the corner there. I didn't know what that was. I don't know if that was supposed to be scary or whatever, but yeah, just standing there staring at me or ghosting my profile. It's kind of weird. Say something. Join the group. Make yourself known. It's all good. Just Google me. You Google Smooth Drama, wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me. We can talk a taste on it. In the meantime, speaking of talking a taste, man, I just saw another thing that they have added to simulated sex. And it's hurting my heart that nobody wants to have like real sex anymore. I already talked about the brothel in Barcelona. Now, Ocast is allowing people to upload simulated oral sex sessions that could be downloaded onto the vibrator via Bluetooth. Now, there was another similar program that they were talking about simulating blowjobs onto your 3D, your 3D, what do they call a virtual reality. This one is different because it's going to offer all sorts of different tongue patterns for download at the website. And it works like this. People lick their phone screen, or you can use your finger. But it says, and I quote them, "You can also use your finger, but telling people to lick the phone helps the clickbait." Yeah. Now, I'm sorry. I know. In the name of progress, we are not licking our phone, and I guess you can download it, and boom, man, I can download a blowjob. I mean, is this really advancement? We're downloading blowjobs. People are licking their phone. I mean, what happened to the days where you, You just, like, use your phone to call people. Now you do everything on the phone but call. Even down to licking people. Well, not licking people, but we're licking the phone so you can send a lick. I guess that's how you show people you care nowadays. Like, you know what? I'm going to lick my phone. I'm going to send it to you. Let you know how I'm feeling about you. I want to give it to you. Licking your phone. See, I asked what was the problem in Spain with the sex doll brothel. People don't want to deal with people. So now you got people who just want to lick their phones. I don't even know what to say on this. It's turned to another level of retardation. I mean, I ask you, ladies and gentlemen out there, email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Tell me, are you down with licking the phone? And fellas, are you down with downloading a blowjob? Please tell me. I'm curious to hear what y'all think, because I have no words. It's beyond me. We're finding more and more ways not to hang out with each other. You know, I'm just saying, a nice pair of lips never hurt nobody, especially if they're used the right way. Try it. You might like it. In the meantime, if you're one of those persons and you really don't want to lick people, I give you something to lick your lips with. In Japan, they have radioactive swine. Y'all remember Japan, they had that little leak, Fukushima. They apparently, after the little nuclear power plant in Fukushima, accident in Fukushima, Japan, a lot of the livestock and the animals, they were infected. So, according to the test conducted by the Japanese government, some of the boars, they've shown levels of radioactive element caesium-137, which is the stuff that will make your skin melt and make you look like the incredible melting man, melting woman, whichever one. It's 300 times higher than safety standards. So remember how it used to be? You would say made in China. Everybody jokes about it. Everything is made in China. Well, for all you pork lovers who love the other white meat, if your meat says made in Japan, you're probably going to need to go to the doctor. You might want to check out some things. You know, if you're looking at your chest, you may have a third breast growing, ladies, or guys, if you have unusual size balls, or you're growing a third ball or a fourth one, you probably ate some radioactive Japanese bacon. Good luck with that. Just hope that McDonald's and places like that don't get their meat from Japan. I'm just saying, it could or could not be true. That's where they're getting the meat from. But yeah, 300 times higher than safety standards. So that means there is no chance that it is good for you. Good luck with that. That's a shout out to all my swine eaters. I love y'all. Speaking of love for my swine eaters, speaking of swine, apparently somebody's been watching that old Dave Chappelle and was like, you know what? That Rick James had a great idea. You know, when Rick James was talking about cocaine was a powerful drug. Y'all remember when Rick James went to jail, right? Anybody remember that? Rick James went to jail because he decided he wanted to hold women in the house and not let them out. Well, he has a an admirer. Apparently, there was a guy who decided he was not going to let women out. He was a Georgian man. He held 8 women in his house. Kendrick Roberts. Just in case you want to know his name. Kendrick Roberts. He faces charges of false imprisonment and human trafficking. According to the police, there's a 911 call helping, you know, asking for help. And I guess this dude, he just told the women, hey, if you're having financial problems, you can come live with me. Apparently he has a nice size house, but then he wouldn't allow him to leave. And apparently the FBI is looking for more victims and investigating whether there could be out-of-state ties to what was going on inside the home, because apparently he was trying to be the black slave master. Now, it's funny that he's arrested. Those guys who were human trafficking, those corporate guys, I can't remember their names, but we talked about them earlier. They were human trafficking. They didn't go to jail. They're still under investigation. This dude got arrested, like, yesterday. Now, don't get me wrong. He's coming to earth. And I wish nothing but cancer of the balls for Kendrick Roberts. I hope it hurts. And maybe somebody would show him some special tender loving on that love train in jail. But the fact that he was making them dance for money in the house, which I don't understand that either, and not letting women go. I mean, the stuff that people do nowadays, I'm not saying that it didn't happen, but the fact that we can hear about it, and you can hear that somebody would hold folks hostage, like, yeah, you can come over, but you can't leave. I mean, you think that would be like nerve? You got a bunch of people in the house. You got to feed a bunch of people. I don't know. Ladies, if you come over, I'm going to let you leave. I'll probably encourage it, because I don't know if y'all remember that movie, The People Under the Stairs, where they're like adopting kids, made them stay in the basement, and they were all looking like little white vampires. I can't see that happening. You like trapping women, got them living in the basement. I don't see the lure for that. I guess if you're a slave master, it's required doing, but yeah, I'm gonna pass on that. I'm not understanding any of that. And once again, shout out to Kendrick Roberts. And anybody who knows him, I wish cancer on all y'all. And I'm like serious when I wish cancer, I like wish like real cancer, like the cancer where you're in the hospital, and it is cancer of the balls, cancer of the dick, wherever it could be the most painful, and if the doctors have to go in, it's on your dick, and they have to cut it off. You won't have a dick no more. That's how I feel about slavery. And anybody who indulge in it, you deserve your dick cut off. Balls too. All your teeth pulled out. I'm trying to think, what else can be bad when you start talking about cancer of the balls, have that cut off. Maybe cut the nipples off too. Male nipples. So you just like nippleless, you just got like holes. Anyway, I need some love in the house. So I'm going to go on break. This is Lil Brother, the Love Joint Revisited.
Here in 2002, we present the Fabulous Love Joint Remix. Here we have two and three, both of which invisible form and the producer and stereo. With Fontaine.
Yeah.
And yo, I love waking up with a supreme surgeon. After a night of playing dream merchant. Right this way, this is a matter of extreme urgent. I love rap cause it seems earnest. Love this joint cause we reworked it. Love cell phones with free service. So I can call the broader e-house. And you will see downloading all my freestyles. On desktop, hard drive, MP3 files. Meaning at the top of a lot. She loving me
hey,
now.
Yo, Johnny, say you best love talent. A song for you and yours making my fist pump valid. Late nights is a habit. Drinking parlay, making addict. JC flicks got a habit. I love Macho Man Randy Savage. Screaming Elizabeth, come and take a ride on my Slim Jim. I love Derby Hat to Butter's Hill.
Like I love Pac and the Brother Rim. Cause this ain't a fable like the Brother's Dream. Love my niggas, Milk Rank, Kirk Dubbing them. Peppin' and Steve, we keep it bubbling. Punishing,
hate the players. I love your doers and naysayers. Peace, run, y'all
holler. Hey, yo, we ain't trying to be really good clubs in it.
Smooth drummer. All right, back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Lil Brother. Love Joint Revisited. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you feel like busting me off an email, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Or if you ghost listening, like I know some of y'all do, jump into the chat room and say something. In the meantime, if you're listening to this, you're in your room with your TV, whatever, however you're listening. Apparently, WikiLeaks reveals that the CIA can spy on you through your TV, bypass your mobile encryption apps, everything. So whatever you're doing, whatever you've been doing, smile for the camera. Apparently, they've been looking. So you getting busy in front of your TV, whatever. You are part of whoever's watching porno show. I hope you put on a good show. I know some of y'all probably have. Yeah. I mean, most of the time I sleep naked, so if they looking, they looking. I don't care. Look at it. I'm in front of the TV now. I got my shirt on. Look at it. Look at my nipples. They're not hard at all. Nope. I'm somewhat hairy. You see it? It's beautiful. I'm showing off for the camera on TV. Government, look at my chest. It's beautiful. Look at my belly. It's so rubbable. I'm rubbing it. I'm putting on the show, y'all. This is like the greatest show on earth right here, right now. I am rubbing myself for the government. Okay. I'm done rubbing myself for the government. That's all I got. I mean, the fact that they spying on people is pretty ridiculous. I guess if you want to. Under the guise of we're trying to catch terrorists, whatever. But just looking in, it just seems like it's just a bunch of folks. I'm sorry, it's just a bunch of folks in a room somewhere just jerking off, watching people be naked in front of their TV. I mean, I don't see it being anything but that, right? You know, but what else can you do when you're watching everybody? When you're watching people through the TV, because you know full well they're not just looking at drug dealers, whatever. They're looking at everybody. So, like I said, if you're in front of your computer, you got your phone on, or TV, whatever, smile for the camera, because you are showing the world your goodies. But I'm not going to dwell on that. I'm actually going to go into one of my favorite parts of the show where I talk about the dumbass and the hater of the week. You always got to get that last one in because that's the most important one. Shout out to Thaddeus Jimenez. Who the hell is Thaddeus Jimenez? He's a dude who 3 years ago had won $25 million in a verdict for his wrongful murder conviction. Did he move on? Nah. Homie wanted to be like OJ. Only Jimenez, you know, My personal opinion, OJ is the dumbest black man on earth. Mr. Jimenez has applied for the grant. Actually, he's not applying for a grant. He has actually won the scholarship and is like getting his doctorate in dumbassery. Can I use that word, dumbassery? This dude got the $25 million, but instead of just like going to live his life like a king somewhere, he decided to go back to the old gang and bring them up, paying recruitment bonuses, buying guns and cars, and giving cash prizes to members willing to tattoo their faces with the Simone City Royals insignia. Yeah, he did that. This dude pulls up his pulls up on somebody, an ex-gang member, and threatening, why shouldn't I blast you right now? And he shot him. I mean, you got $25 million for a wrongful murder conviction, and you get out and start up the gang? You start up the gang. It's like, why not buy an island? You and your homies, y'all can go and punch each other in the face on your island. It's like live. You want to live the gang life. Yep. Well, I'm guessing they're probably going to take that money because they'll say it's drug money now. And you get to live your thug dreams out, your thug fantasies out in that jail cell with the homies. Good luck with that. I hear jail is fantastic. Or he could do like what I saw happening over in Seal Beach, where they have a jail, a pay-to-stay jail, which is apparently for rich people. There's a financial service company that started up Seal Beach's pay-to-stay jail. One man... And it's apparently you pay $100 a night for this jail. And so dude, one guy went to what is called the Theo Lacy jail. And apparently if you got a little junk in your bank trunk, You can get your attorney to steer you toward this jail, Seal Beach Jail, and I guess they have DVDs and books, hot water, and I guess the guy said he was treated like a human being as opposed to regular jail. So this one guy, he said that he told his family he was in New York on an extended business trip. And this dude was driving under the influence of heroin. But he's in the 100-night jail and living like a king. So I apparently that's what's going to happen going forward. They have the private jail. Now they're going to have and the private jails was making a lot of money. And since the federal government cracked down on that and said that they weren't going to use the private jails, and guys like Michael Jordan and other people who invested in private jails, yeah, I said it. Michael Jordan. Anyway, They now can turn their jails into vacation spots for rich criminals also, and make that money that they lose out on when they don't get the real criminals. I mean, like, not the real criminals. I'm talking about the blue-collar criminals. You know, the guys who murdered their way into jail or probably had 2 ounces extra of weed than they were allowed, and so they went to jail for that. Funny how that goes. Not that I'm guessing anybody would be shocked that there would be a jail that you can go to, that you can pay to go to, and you can live large and not have to worry about anal rape. That straight-laced town from the Boondocks used to wear. I guess if I'm going to go to jail, I guess I should save my chips. That way, if I'm going to go to jail, I'm going to go to that Seal Beach jail and live large. Say I'm at a... I'm on my comic book convention tour. Anybody ask? How was it? Oh, man, it's the best comic book convention ever in Seal Beach. Awesome. Rich people's jail. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Now, of course, since I'm hating on something, you know, of course, I have to hate on the hater of the week. In which Cancer of the Balls, shoulders, Cancer of the Ass. Is there a Cancer of the Ass? I've always wondered if you can get cancer in your ass. Well, if you can, I wish Cancer of the Ass on my Hater of the Week. Who is my Hater of the Week? Y'all probably should know this. If you don't know, I'll tell you. Ben Carson. Oh, Ben Carson. The guy who came out and said slaves were like immigrants. It's like, really? Slaves were like immigrants. They worked hard to get where... It's like this dude actually said that. And he I'm trying not to advocate violence. So instead of advocating violence, I advocate cancer. But it's like maybe cancer would be too good and dignified for Ben Carson for saying it. I mean, I don't need to go into the details. I know most people have heard about it. If you didn't, just the whole slaves were immigrants part. They came of their own volition. The whole slave, you know, that whole alternative fact thing. The whole slavery thing didn't really happen like that. They were all willing participants. It's like, hey man, you come to America, you can work, pull up your bootstraps, and then 400 years, your great grandkids might get shot by the police. That was the promise. That was the pitch, right? That had to be the pitch because, according to Ben Carson, this is what it is. So, if we can wish special kind of cancer on Ben Carson, Why is he even talking about slavery or whatever? He's like a head of urban housing. Why is he giving speeches? He should not be giving speeches. I've never heard anybody who had anything to do with urban housing giving speeches about any damn thing, much less talking about slavery as immigration. And it's one of those things, like, if someone tries to quote that, like, well, Ben Carson said slavery was like immigration, throat shot. And I'm talking about, like, that hard roundhouse kick to the throat that dislodges your Adam's apple sends it over to the side of your neck, because you're obviously talking outside of your neck, so maybe I can make your mouth come out. Weird. I don't think I have any positive words left that I can describe Ben Carson with. Maybe somebody who had cancer in the shoulders, in the back, the neck, the ears. Would cancer in the ears hurt? I'm thinking cancer in the ears might hurt a little bit. Cancer in the fingers, knee joints, shin, toes. Definitely cancer in the butt. I hope it hurts. Like, he can't sit down. He's got like a... what do they call them? I mean, hemorrhoids. May he have hemorrhoids to go with his cancer of the butt, Ben Carson. But I would be remiss if I did not talk about the other haters, the Marines, the Marine Corps. Apparently, there's a secret social media Facebook group where the Marines have been posting new pictures of female service members without their knowledge or consent. Now, they've said that they're calling for renewing of strengthening victim protection laws. Apparently, those laws don't exist in every state. So, every state doesn't have a law that protects victims from what they call revenge porn, where people will, because they're mad at you, will send, put up naked pictures, compromising pictures of you that they may have taken, you know, ex-boyfriends, whatnot, ex-girlfriends. And you think, and they say, oh, we don't know who did it, when we all know they know who did it. They know what computer it came from. They know what account uploaded these pictures. Of course, they're not going to talk about it, but I would be remiss if I did not say how scum of the earth they are. And yeah, I know they're the military, and we're supposed to, like, thank you for your service. Those guys that's posting the pictures, I wish cancer of the dick, tongue, balls, ass, ball sack. I hope your ball sack has cancer, like dangling off your balls. It just, I can't emphasize the cancer enough. It may sound a little harsh, but I'm like, come on. This is beyond ridiculous when female members are being spied on, having their pictures taken, and just exploited by being put out there without them knowing. That part of the game is that. Well, you don't do that to somebody because you don't like them, whatnot. It's like, I'm gonna post their pictures naked. That's supposed to be funny. Like, isn't that what suckers do? Posting naked pictures of people just because it's supposedly funny and whatnot, or because you're so ugly and your dick is so small and useless. Maybe you're like a 3-inch minute man, where you're like, and it's over with. Maybe you're that insecure that I gotta take advantage and violate somebody. I mean, it's horrible. And the fact that they're not going to get in trouble because it'll be that old boys network where they're just guys blowing off steam. It was pretty harmless. Except for it's only harmless to the people who aren't enduring it. I mean, obviously, if you're one of the young ladies who had that happen to them traumatically, it's probably not a good thing. But hell, what do I know? I'm just a guy on the radio pretending like he's smart because I stayed at the Holiday Inn Express. You best believe I did, and I got so much smarter. Anyway, going on breaks. This is Diggable Planet, Nickel Bag.
When the beats be very thick, the hands, the feet, the brown baby treat, the fence fumble loose and drink the noodle juice, the steps, the plans, the plan is that damn, the people get a grip with the tape from a jam, a nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk,
a nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk,
a nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk,
a nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk, the big, the fat, the cool, cool cat, the psychedelic soul puts the planets on the map, the chic, the love, the far out name, lack of the funk's the main. While we came, the boogie gets done. The colors won't run. The funk hits the square. The kids gotta come. The pizza with the pop. The West Wolf stop. The crew after crew that do the grass hop. The true cool is black. The new school is fat. The beats by the ounce. The funk by the pack. The groove is the fix. The jitterbug fix. The hanging up the butts with the fat soul kicks. That's my nickel bag of funk. My nickel bag of funk. A nickel bag of funk. A nickel bag of funk. I said a nickel bag of funk. The naughty, naughty hair, the twinkle in the eye, the kisses heaven fly, the crew from the sky, the stuff that gets you high, the action, the work for the rhyme, we goes the whole nine. The papers won't rot, the vapors get got, the streets get the buzz, the funk up your block, the opium groove, the smacked out soul, the kicking it live, the fat gotta roll with my nickel bag of funk, my nickel bag of funk.
With your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Diggable Planet. Nickel Bag of Funk. I keep a nickel bag of funk in my pocket. Unfortunately, shorts I have on don't have pockets, so I had to put my nickel bag of funk in my socks. so my feet are funky. But not the kind of funky that smell like corn chips, but just funky. You know, when I'm walking, it's just like the sound of George Clinton. Just never learned to swim. Anyway, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, of course, I would be remiss if I did not jump out with my Groundhog Day. What is Groundhog Day? As I say ad nauseum every show, Groundhog Day in smooth drama world is where racism, colonialism, imperialism, all these isms that are cousins, they all hang out, and they are America's children and European powers' children. They happen on a day-to-day basis, and it just, you wake up and it's the same thing again. You're like, man, it's the same thing that happened yesterday. Maybe I go to sleep and wake up, it'll be different tomorrow. Nope. Mm-mm. It's still here. Case in point, U.S. Central Command Commander, Army General Joseph Votel, testifies before the Senate Armed Service Committee in Washington, D.C. What did he say? I do believe it will involve additional forces to make the advise and assist mission more effective. What is he talking about? What mission more effective? The U.S. should increase. No, he didn't say should. He said must increase the number of troops in Afghanistan to break what he considers a stalemate in America's longest war. Now, the fact that we've been fighting in Afghanistan forever and a day makes no sense whatsoever, except, of course, that the opium poppy fields that happen to be there, get that heroin flowing throughout the world, get that extra chips from drug dealing. You know, that opioid epidemic that they're talking about in the suburbs, this might have something to do with it. Opioids, heroin, one's illegal, one's legal. They're both no good for people. Now, a war in Afghanistan and increasing the heroin trade all around the world, meaning that the Taliban had the nerve, you know, they had the nerve to stop the drug dealing. So, under the guise of, we gonna free y'all, we gonna free Afghanistan, like, people give a shit about the people in Afghanistan. No. But we're going there to free them for no reason whatsoever from a life of making drugs for America. Now you can just make drugs for everybody. Everybody's winning. Groundhog Day. What else is Groundhog Day? Preachers. What's Groundhog Day about preachers? Sex allegations, which always turn into reality because, you know, they say allegations like it didn't happen. But we know it did. Apparently, there's a church in Italy where there's a a lot of stuff going on. It made me reconsider, like, my life choices. I'm like, man, I'm in the wrong profession. They're talking about priests involved in sex orgies, porn videos, and prostitution. You know how I feel about prostitution. I don't understand tricking. I mean, me being a John, I'm not John. That is not my name. The fact that people, you know, engage in that. But I'm sidetracking myself. I'm just saying, these priests is getting it in. I mean, they are getting it in. Apparently in Naples, in the parish of Santa Maria Degli Angeli, the claims were he held gay orgies and used internet sites to recruit potential partners whom he paid for sex. Now, of course, when he was caught in the summon, he denied the charges. Because, of course, I ain't sex orgies, gay sex orgies. There's no way. I'm not having gay sex orgies because I'm not supposed to be having orgies. Well, what about the sex part? Well, I'm not having sex either. You know that. All them guys that's like living in my room on the weekends, well, we're praying together. And yes, from time to time, we may pray naked. And one of us might mount the other one in order for us to feel like our prayers are being heard. I insert myself into him so that he can feel. Anyway, that's, I gotta stop. I'm just saying. Orgies in the White House. I mean, not the White. I guess it is the White House, because it's like the White House of Europe. Yeah. All up in the Vatican with sex orgies. Porn videos. It's like, did you see these priests? And you see these nuns, and I'm like, I don't know. Are we trying to look at some of these nuns and these priests in porn videos? I'm sorry. The thought of these cats just naked doing porn, kind of made my balls shrink a little bit. It's like they shrunk a couple of inches. Just talking about it. But yeah, count on the church to always have a sex scandal. For some strange reason, the church who bans its members from having sex have the most sex scandals anybody. It's like, obviously they do, but they don't, because they just reassign these cats. And of course they go, oh no, I didn't do it. Okay, get out there and go rape somebody else. So that's pretty much what's happening, right? What else is happening? You know, we talked about the human trafficking, a.k.a. slavery. Well, there's the one of the worst things ever, and this is the UN has proposed steps to curb sex abuse by peacekeepers. And when you hear that, it's like, and maybe I just think like this, it immediately hit me with the ass cash and gas, nobody rides for free. Because they're like, we're here to help you, but because we don't get paid too much, You're going to have to take your drawers off. I mean, you know, in what they're talking about, places like the Ivory Coast, and apparently there's, in the annual report, there's been a total of 145 cases of sexual exploitation and abuse involving troops and civilians all across the UN peace missions in 2016, up from 99 in 2015. They're like, man, they ain't even paying us no mind. So we going to get some. I mean, because that's the mentality of bullies. Like, hey, I'm protecting you, so you got to give me some. Okay. And it happens. And it keeps happening, which is what makes it so sad, because we're talking about, these are the folks who are sent in, these UN peacekeepers that they're supposedly there to protect the innocent. But I guess that's that the new racketeering where you go, I'm protecting you, but here's what I need to happen. You know, daddy could use some new soap. Remind me of the guy on the BART earlier this week when I was coming back from Emerald City Comic Con. Dude gets on the BART talking about, you know, I'm not trying to steal nothing. He was straight out of Gator from Jungle Fever, Samuel Jackson. I'm not trying to steal nothing, but I could use some soap, something to eat, some deodorant. Folks was giving him stuff. But nobody asked him to have sex with them. I noticed that. So it makes you wonder if it's possible on the BART that people can give a stranger food, deodorant, water. I mean, guy broke out some chicken. I got some chicken for you, fam. And it was like a real touching moment. Till dudes start making everybody laugh again. Talking about, see, family got some chicken for me. I'm hungry. I'm going to eat this chicken. But can I get some deodorant? And then the dude gave him some deodorant. I was like amazed. Like, I don't even have to go to the store. I can get on the BART and get something. But in turn, when he got those free things, there was no expectation that he was going to be raped. I keep making this point to show that people are nice to one another. People do and are capable of doing nice things for each other. And no one gets sexually abused. So when the UN proposes steps to curb sex abuse, obviously, it can happen. You just have to put these cats in jail who abuse them. But like the church and most institutions in charge, they're not worrying about justice. They're just worrying about screwing just us. And on that note, I missed the F the N word. This is another smooth drama production. I am out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.